Relax like a cat. If you have ever watched a cat sleeping, you will know that cats sleep like they don't have a care in the world. They curl up in a ball or stretch out flat and snooze away in the softest, comfiest spot they can find. Cats are very good at relaxing. They could probably teach us a thing or two about how to relax. We are going to try and relax like a cat. Find somewhere comfortable to sit down or lie down in a quiet room where you won't be disturbed for the next 15 minutes. When you're ready, then we'll begin. Try to imagine that you are a cat and you're going about your day in a calm and relaxed way. The first thing you're going to do is pretend that it is morning. The sun is only just beginning to rise and you are still asleep. So close your eyes and pretend you are still asleep and breathing deeply while having a nice dream about chasing mice. So take a long breath in through your nose and a long breath out through your mouth. A long breath in through your nose and a long breath out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in slowly and breathe out slowly. Breathe in slowly and breathe out slowly. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And with each breath out, you will feel more and more relaxed, like a sleeping cat just snoozing away as the sun is gently rising in the sky. Now you're probably feeling a little more relaxed, so let's think about your body making different parts tense and then relaxed. This will help you relax even more. Now you're having a lovely dream about chasing mice, but you need to get your claws out so you can catch them. Pretend your hands are claws and make them as tense as you can, making them into a tight claw shape that is good for catching mice. Keep them all tense. Feel your hands getting tighter and tighter as you clench your muscles. And then let your hands relax. The mouse has slipped away in your dream. Feel the tightness drain away as your hands get more and more relaxed. Then you dream you see another mouse, so tense your hands up into claws again as you dream that you are ready to pounce on the mouse. Feel all the muscles in your hands as they tighten into a claw shape. Clench them as tight as you can and hold them like that. Then let them relax again. Feel all the tightness drain away from the muscles in your hands as you relax them. Now they feel soft and heavy. Let the mouse get away for today. The warm sun has risen in the clear blue sky and it is shining on your face. You are ever so slowly starting to wake up from your dream. If you like, you can still keep your eyes closed and imagine you are a cat. You yawn and take a big stretch, just like a cat. Stretch up with both arms raised high above your head. Stretch as high as you can, feeling the tightness in the muscles of your arms and your shoulders. Hold them high above your head for a little longer. Then let your arms flop to your sides, letting all the muscles in your arms relax and go soft. And stretch up again. reaching up and stretching to the ceiling. Then finally let your arms flop to your sides again. Feel how different your arms and shoulders feel now that they are relaxed again. Now, a big person wants to give your head a stroke. You don't really like being stroked by the big person, as her stroke is quite hard. That makes your head wobble. But you will let her, as she will give you some breakfast in a minute or two. So pretend that a big person is stroking your head a bit too hard. Raise your shoulders up and sink your head down into your neck to keep your head from being wobbled around. Tense your shoulders up and make your neck feel all tight with this effort. Squeeze your head down into your neck as tight as you can. After a few seconds, the big person stops stroking you. Phew! Now you can relax your shoulders and neck. Feel all the tightness drain away from your neck and shoulders as you relax. Now, the big person wants to stroke you again. So hunch your shoulders up and sink your head down into your neck. Feel the muscles in your neck and shoulders get all tight again. Then at last, she has gone to get you your breakfast so you can finally relax your shoulders and neck. Now, you are having your breakfast. It's a big bowl of crunchy cat biscuits. Pretend that you are biting and crunching the hard cat biscuits. Clench your jaw as tight as you can to crunch the biscuits up. Feel the muscles in your face and neck get tighter and tighter as you clench your jaw to crunch up the biscuits. Then relax and have a rest. It's hard work eating these biscuits. Now have another go. Clench your jaw as tight as you can and imagine crunching the hard biscuits into pieces. And then finally, let your face and neck relax, letting all the muscles go soft and floppy. Now, you've had your breakfast. You're ready to go outside and have a wander. You're just about to go outside when a buzzing bee lands right on your nose. You don't want to swat him with your paw because he might sting you. You're going to have to wiggle him off. Scrunch your face up as hard as you can and wiggle your nose. Feel your cheeks and your lips get tighter as you screw your face up. After a few seconds, the bee buzzes off. Phew, that was close. Oh dear. He has come right back again and landed on your nose. Your nose must smell like flowers. Scrunch your face up again and wriggle your nose. Feel how tight the muscles in your face are. Keep it scrunched up for a few more seconds. Finally, the bee buzzes off and goes out of the window. Now you can relax your face. Let the muscles in your cheeks and lips feel all nice and smooth once more. Now you are finally ready to go outside. You walk over to the cat flap in the door and push your head through and you try to get your tummy through too, but oh dear. You might have eaten too much breakfast. Your tummy is too big to fit through the cat flap. So pull your tummy in as tight as you can. Feel the muscles get tighter and tighter as you squeeze it in. Make your tummy as flat as you can. Squeeze yourself slowly through the cat flap, keeping your tummy tight and flat all the way through. Once you're outside, you can relax. Relax your tummy again. Let all the muscles relax and go soft once more. Take a walk up the garden now, enjoying the feeling of the warm sun on your back. It's lovely and peaceful in the garden. The only sound you can hear is the birds chirping quietly in the trees. you see a nice soft patch of long grass further down the garden. The sun is shining brightly on this patch of grass, making it really warm. You go over to the patch of grass and decide you would like to have a little rest there. First, you would like to flatten it down a bit. So get your left foot and press firmly into the ground, and then get your right foot and press firmly into the ground. Press as hard as you can into the floor. Squash the grass down as hard as you can with each foot. Feel the muscles tighten in your legs and your feet as you push down. Keep swapping feet and pushing down into the ground until you are happy that the grass is good and flat. Now you can relax your legs. Let the tension drain out of your legs as you let all the muscles relax. And pretend that you are going to curl up on the lovely soft patch of grass. The sun is shining on you. You feel all warm and cozy. You feel a little sleepy. Why not just have a little snooze in the sunshine for a while? You start to relax all your muscles. You have exercised a lot of them this morning. You've tensed your hands, your arms, your neck and shoulders, your face, your jaw, your tummy, and your legs and feet. As you lie in the sun, feel all these parts of your body relax a little bit more. Listen to your breathing again as you start to relax even more. Take a long breath in through your nose and a long breath out through your mouth. A long breath in through your nose and a long breath out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In slowly and out slowly. In slowly and out slowly. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and breathe out. And with each breath out, you feel more and more relaxed, like a sleeping cat just snoozing away in the sunshine. Well done. Now you should be feeling really relaxed and comfortable. And in a moment, you will open your eyes if you kept them shut. And as you go through each day, remember how good it feels to be relaxed like a cat. If you practice every day, you will get better and better at relaxing, and you will feel more and more relaxed each time. Now, when you are ready to, you can open your eyes and you will feel nice and calm and relaxed, feeling good and ready to carry on with your day.